2 Corinthians 13, verse 14 says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Isn't that great? 2 Corinthians 13, 14. Well, happy Sunday to you, friend. I just looked, and it's already September 23rd. Here we are. We're just flying by. That's for sure. Hey, friend, so good to see you. So good to connect with you. I pray that you're having yourself a great weekend. You know, yesterday was the first day of fall. Yeah. So here we are, the first full day of autumn, fall season. Summer is no longer. I don't even think we even had a spring. I have no idea. But hey, welcome to Sunday worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. I'm so glad that that you're allowing me to be part of your Sunday morning. And Sunday worship is the name of this program, and we focus on Christ. We really do. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And kind of looking at the playlist for the next 30 minutes or so, I think God will be honored and his name glorified. Music from Stephen Curtis Chapman on the way. Also, Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Right now, here's Don Moen right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
You today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. And gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain.
To today's edition of Sunday Worship. Friend, how are you? It is Joey Kroll spending some time here with you today. And a famous comedian said one time that his mother-in-law was so concerned with neatness that she spread out a newspaper under the cuckoo clock just in case. You know, Fred, we all know people who are, let's just say, are a challenge to live with. And we are sometimes a challenge ourselves, I'm sure. So what do we do in those situations? God's word says we ought to extend the same understanding and forgiveness to others that God extends to us. Because, friend, after all, if he can extend grace to us, come on, we ought to be able to extend that same grace to others. So when we think about God's unconditional love in our own lives, we suddenly, let's just say, find it much easier to overlook the quirks and flaws of others.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. Are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing. But I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Thank you. You paint the morning sky with a miracles in mind. My hope will always stand, for you hold me in your hand. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. How you love me. Whoa. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm
Psalm 27, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" You know, did you know that there are people who have a fear of dust? It's called amathophobia. People have also a fear of stealing. It's called kleptophobia. And here's one I did not think ever existed. Somniphobia, the fear of sleep. I don't fear it at all. I embrace it. So these are funny sounding words, that's for sure. But what they represent, probably not funny at all. Because fear of any kind, friend, is serious business. Wouldn't you agree? In its simplest sense, fear is related to something that might happen, something we can't predict. And friend, the Bible makes a simple yet profound statement about fear. 1 John 4:18 says, "Perfect love casts out fear." Friend, God's love assures us that whatever happens, He saw it coming and will accomplish His purposes through it. His perfect love always acts for our highest good.
God in three persons.
not see. Only thou art holy, and there is none beside thee. Perfect in power, in love and purity. You are holy, 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 God of glory, God of grace. You are holy, 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 and you are worthy of our praise. You are holy, 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 and we bow before you now, singing.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's power in the blood. 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 There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood in the precious blood of the Lamb.
The beautiful, holy, precious name of Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you. I pray that, you've had yourself a great weekend thus far. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially those who are in the household of faith." Friend, don't forget about your brother. Don't forget about your sister in the Lord. Don't forget about the family of God. Outreach is extremely important, but don't forget about that inreach. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are in the household of faith. Isn't this a pretty version of All Creatures of Our God and King? I love it. Happy Sunday. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll here with you. You can always connect with me. I love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org is my email address, or you can connect with the program on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. You know, on that search bar there on Facebook, just type in Sunday Worship Radio, and you should see Sunday Worship Radio or Sunday Worship with Joey Kroll pop up or something like that, and it'll make sense when you see it, I promise. So just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones today and spend some time with God's people, and I pray that you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.